in Venezuela or here at home, one way to insulate yourself from energy troubles is to use less of it. That's also good for the environment, since energy use is the biggest contributor to climate change. Mike Berners-Lee is an environmental consultant from Lancaster, England. His new book, How Bad Are Bananas? The Carbon Footprint of Everything, considers the impact of a host of things we do in our daily lives, from eating a banana to sending a text message to going to war. I'd be curious to know how the text message kind of adds up in terms of its carbon footprint.
Well, the carbon footprint of a single text message turns out to be tiny. There's a little bit of power used on your phone and a bit of power used on the recipient's phone and a tiny bit used in the networks. And if you think of the billions of people who are connected through texting, text messaging turns out to be a fantastic bang for buck.
How about having a hamburger?
Well, it comes from a cow, which is a ruminant animal, which means it burps up methane. And that turns out to be quite a high carbon way of getting your nutrition. The bun is okay, the burger's not.
And is there a way that you can kind of cut down on the carbon footprint of a hamburger? For example, I imagine it's probably better to buy a steak, grind it yourself, than going to a fast food chain and getting it all boxed up.
Well, it would be a little bit better possibly to do that. But the big deal, there's no getting away from it. It's actually in the beef, and the emissions take place on the farm itself.
Right.
So there's the feed that is required for the animal, and then there's the methane that it burps up, and there's the nitrous oxide that comes from fertilizer, and there's a whole lot of carbon dioxide from the use of fossil fuels as well.
I know you're trying not to be judgmental here, but you're basically saying stop eating hamburgers.
Well, I'm saying I'm actually very carefully in the book not telling people what not to do, but just to try and get people to understand the carbon impact of different things they do. So, you know, I have beef from time to time, but most of us can be healthier as well as cutting our carbon quite a lot if we eat a bit less of it.
So it sounds like what you're saying is the big impact is with big stuff and smaller impact with small stuff. But in terms of people's everyday lives, is there some way you can kind of guide them to understanding what's the big impact and what's the small impact stuff?
Yeah, and that's to some extent different for everybody. So somebody asked me a while back how they should dry their hands when they go to the toilet. And the same person flies across the Atlantic several times a month. So the point is, you know, he's asking the wrong question. And it's really important that we just gravitate our attention towards the big things. So flying, it has a very high carbon impact. Most of us don't understand quite how high that is. But then again, some people don't fly. So for other people, it's driving. For some people, it will be the way that they buy food and eat food and waste food. So I would identify the areas in your life where you're having a big carbon impact and then just cut some things out. Pick two or three big things. Not a whole lot of little things that don't make any difference.
Mike Berners-Lee, the author of How Bad Are Bananas? The Carbon Footprint of Everything. Thanks for joining us.